sea star wasting syndrome is one nasty bug. When it infects a sunflower sea star, one of the largest kinds of sea stars, it causes blister-like lesions and the creature's legs to fall off, killing the animal within 72 hours. What's left behind is essentially a pile of goo where it disintegrated.
And then the ocean currents carry that goo away, and 10 days or 2 weeks you might have absolutely nothing remaining of the animal.
Sadie Wright is a protected resource biologist with NOAA. She says the mortality rate is 90% in some areas of the sunflower sea star's range, spanning from southern California out to southwestern Alaska, and billions of sea stars have died from the disease in the last decade. NOAA received a petition back in 2021 to protect the animal under the Endangered Species Act. In March, the agency announced it was proposing to list the species as threatened in response, and now it's gathering public comments as part of a review process that will decide whether the sunflower sea star will ultimately be listed as threatened or not. Wright says the agency is hoping to fill in data gaps about the species, particularly in the waters off Alaska's coastline.
We have some data. We have really good data, time series data in a couple of places, but it would be great to get a broader perspective.
Wright was in Kodiak earlier this month for a public hearing about the species as part of NOAA's review. About a dozen people attended. Another dozen called into the meeting. Some fishermen said they noticed a dip in the population a few years ago. Recently, though, more healthy-looking animals have been coming up on their gear. Wright says that fits with other reports NOAA has received from the area so far.
It does sound like Kodiak is having a relatively strong recovery of sunflower sea stars. So that definitely gives us reason, I think, to be hopeful.
Researchers don't know exactly what causes sea star wasting syndrome, but Wright says they don't believe it's related to fishing activities. Take would not be prohibited under the proposed threatened listing. Longliners and fishermen using pot gear most commonly encounter the sea stars. Wright says anyone can submit information or input on the process, and it's all helpful. Photo submissions are even better.
We're asking people going forward if they could provide a measurement from the center of the animal's body out to the tip of its longest arm.
Members of the public can submit comments to NOAA through May 15th. If the agency issues a threatened listing, the soonest it would go into effect would be March of next year. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.